Brain surgery is now done with lasers that requires opening up the skull, a very difficult procedure. But scientists are developing a transparent skull, a window to the brain that would allow immediate access to check the progress of cancer without repeated surgeries. It could take a decade before the transparent skull is perfected. Masa Rao is working on this. He's an assistant professor of mechanical engineering at the University of California, Riverside. Thank you for taking the time to speak to us today.
Hello. Thank you for having us.
It's so interesting to me that a professor of mechanical engineering is working on a transparent skull. How did you get involved?
Well, in essence, this is actually a material science project, and that's our formal background as a material science and engineering with emphasis in biomedical devices. So this project had its origins in discussions between two of the primary authors in the paper, Professor Guillermo Aguilar and Professor Javier Gray. Gray actually was making the very interesting materials, this transparent ceramic, for other applications, transparent armor being one of them. And Aguilar actually has interest in lasers for medical therapies. So they got talking, and this became of interest.
Now, Masa, we all have these images of models of heads with clear plastic so you can see the brain. Would the transparent skull look like those?
That is one of the ideas. Maybe not necessarily the whole half-dome portion of your head, but maybe a small viewport. It depends on the application, I would guess.
How much of the head would the transparent skull have?
Well, for some applications like brain cancer, usually the tumors typically are relatively small, so you wouldn't necessarily need to have a huge access in that regard, so maybe a couple-inch port would be sufficient.
Now, what are the medical advantages of someone having a transparent skull?
Well, we see this as an enabling technology for many different applications, and so brain cancer is one of these where you'd like to be able to have access to optically diagnose and or focally treat these brain cancer tumors. Another application that's actually closer to what we've been working on in terms of our team members is monitoring edema associated with traumatic brain injury, so brain swelling.
Now, I understand you could actually perform targeted brain surgery with lasers without exposing the brain. It could go right through this transparent material?
That is the goal, one of the goals, absolutely.
What's the advantage of having the skull implant that's in there permanently?
Well, so right now, if you wanted to actually go in and say, for example, treat brain cancer with lasers, you would have to literally resect part of the skull. And so having to go in and do this every time, because brain cancer tumors typically recur and they come back frequently, you have to keep opening the skull back up to get access, and that's a hugely invasive and traumatic surgery.
Now, I understand you're at the early stages of this. It could take about 10 years before the transparent skull actually happens. One of the issues might be a material that won't get rejected by the body. Have you figured that out yet?
That's exactly it. So we do, it's still unknown, and it's an open question, but we do take sort of comfort in the fact that this material, chemically, zirconium dioxide, is used widely already in biomedical implants. So it's actually used in dental crowns. It's used in hip prosthesis. So there is no obvious indication that it's going to be toxic, but we, for this specific application, it has unique needs that we need to assess whether it's going to work or not.
Now, I understand that you're also thinking about developing some skin that might grow over the transparent skull, and the skin would be temporarily see-through. Is that right?
That's exactly it. So it's not really desirable to have this permanent viewport into your brain for a variety of reasons, aesthetically and cosmetically and safety-wise. So the second half of the project, which really isn't detailed too much in that paper, is actually covering the implant with a scalp and letting it regrow over and covering it up completely. And then we would actually be able to theoretically render the scalp transparent in a transient manner using what are called optical clearing agents. And these are just liquid formulations like glycerol that allow you to actually render the skin transparent temporarily.
Professor Rao, is this a go, or are there some big steps along the line before you get to the transparent skull that might set this project aside?
Well, conceptually, it's pretty straightforward. So the big issues are, like you identified before, this idea of biocompatibility. One of the big things is this is supposed to be a transparent window. So if the body somehow starts to reject it or encapsulate it in fibrous tissue, that could adversely affect the transparency aspect. So that's one of the major issues that I think will govern how this works.
Masa Rao is an assistant professor in mechanical engineering at the University of California, Riverside. He and the team are working on a transparent skull. Thank you so much for your time.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.